Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. And now, play ball. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Burns moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a pop-up towards third. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Burns reaches second base with a double. Walker throws the ball into Richardson, who tags Burns trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayworth moves to third. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Levy bunts towards the mound. Hogsett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Levy scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0 for 0 in the game. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a pop-up towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Napclauza pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Napclauza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clauza hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Clauza reaches third base with a triple. Levy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clauza scores. It's Browns, 4, Tigers, 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields the ball and throws to Hogsett covering. Safe. Schult moves to third. Burns moves to second. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosselin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. Burns scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 6-4, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Gosselin moves to second. Art Herring now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball towards center field. Walker fields the ball and throws to third. Richardson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Richardson. Campbell scores. Gosselin moves to third. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Browns. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Davis reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herring fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to third. Walker moves to second. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Nolan Richardson. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone scores. Walker scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 7-6, Browns. Heine Schubel pinch runs for Dale Alexander. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Schubel now playing third base. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White pinch hits for Art Herring. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. 2 outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.